All right, we are on, and we are going to talk about probably one of the most important things here in our society today. We're all locked up. No one's supposed to go shopping, and we're running out of our fresh fruits and vegetables. And you go, well, what's the solution to that? We've got the solution. I want to thank Lisa Paley for introducing me to Art Friedrich. Art is with the Urban Oasis Project. Art, high five to you, direct from Tallahassee and the Commissioner of Agriculture, for supporting our farmers. Alan, Art, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's really exciting, man. First of all, my wife will be calling later. We're going to be placing our order. Hopefully you get a lot more from the people we have that we're watching today. Tell me, first of all, what is available and how do people connect with you, Art? But first, maybe tell us a little bit about the Urban Oasis Project.
Sure. Yeah. So the Urban Oasis Project is a nonprofit that I founded with a woman, Melissa Contreras, 10 years ago here in Miami, Florida, all with the idea of getting more fresh local produce out to people and having more food growing less lawns. So we do a lot of education about how to grow your own food and how to connect with local produce, how to connect with local farms. We really believe that food is a right for everybody and that people need to know where their food is coming from, connecting people with farmers. So we run a bunch of farmers markets around Miami-Dade, and we bring a lot of produce from all these different farms all over the Redlands, Homestead, and really all of South Florida to different farmers markets.
Now, what type of variety do you typically have? I've got to believe it rotates seasonally. Blueberries in season right now? What's going on?
Not so much. Maybe in North Florida, but I'm not getting any blueberries from them right now. So we've got a ton of great stuff available all seasonal from South Florida right now. So we've got mamays. Strawberries are really incredible. You know, we work with over 15 different farms. We do go directly to them and pick up. So anything that's growing locally right now, we'll have it available. We've got most all the vegetables that you can expect, you know, cucumbers, zucchini, yellow squash, all kinds of greens, all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, this is tremendous. I can't wait for my wife to give you guys a call and reach out. And if she doesn't do it, I'm doing it because I'm the king of the strawberries. I love the strawberries.
Yeah, they're really great.
All season. Now, tell us about the farmers. How are the farmers doing currently? Because you say you run the farmers markets. I know a lot of the farmers markets are closed. So we'll be helping the farmers by giving them this outlet, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been trying to do for 10 years. A lot of farms aren't very well set up to sell directly to consumers. A lot of our farms are really, you know, focused on growing the product, but can't necessarily go be at farmers markets for 8 hours a week, 16 hours a week, because they've got so much to manage just running their farm and growing the product. And also, a lot of our farms are really small that we work with. We focus on, you know, smaller farms. So it's a lot, you know, they only have a few different items available. So we aggregate it all into one big stand. Then we bring it to markets where we organize other vendors. And a big part of what we've always done is we accept SNAP benefits and we double the value of those for Florida fruits and vegetables. So we used to have a $40 cap per day, but we've eliminated that so that people can come out once per week, get all the fruits and vegetables that they need for their family at an affordable price, and really make fresh fruits and vegetables accessible for everybody.
You know, you talked about the SNAP benefits, and you know, a lot of people may not understand what that is, but a lot of people also don't realize that there's many, many people here in South Florida that are food insecure. Could you talk a little bit about how you address the food insecurity?
Yeah, SNAP benefits are, you know, what used to be called food stamps, and it's such a vital connection for so many people. You know, a lot of people think that they're never going to need them, but we've seen over the past 10 years, so many people who at one point were super stable, middle-class income, they lose their job, they have medical expenses, or some kind of pandemic like this hits, and suddenly a lot more people need that safety net. And a lot of people rotate through, get them for 3 months, 6 months, maybe a year, as they get their economic situation back on track. And then they become customers just spending regular cash at the markets. So it's a really important safety net and something that we really need to advocate for as part of, you know, the stimulus packages that are being proposed, is that SNAP benefits need to be protected and expanded, and something needs to happen that, you know, everyone has to have the right to keep eating. That's the most important thing. And the most important thing for us to stay healthy now and throughout, you know, all year long, any time of the year.
Listen, if you want to start a social media campaign that says buy local, support local, whatever it is about your thing, I'm happy to circulate it in my community and help get you as much drag as possible. I think it's very important. A lot of the friends that I have that own real estate have been doing that about small businesses that they see as retail tenants. So my thought would be that, you know, the farmers are small businessmen, business people too, that are very important members of our community.
Absolutely. And with our model, you know, we're really driving those that all that food that's going to the local community, supporting their public health. It's also supporting our public, our local economy by keeping all these farmers in business, making it, you know, viable business for them to connect very directly with consumers. So, you know, all these SNAP benefits that are being doubled and going back into the local farms is really going to like keep our, you know, local food system running and keep people fed and healthy.
How do people get involved and get more information on this? But before you go into that, I've been to your website. I'd like you to give some recognition to the volunteers and lightly paid people that work with you.
Yeah, we are a very small team. It's just me and a few people that work on the Urban Oasis Project and a number of volunteers. So it's been really amazing to see all the response from people. People like Lisa Pally, have supported us for the past 10 years, just helping work the stands, helping educate people about local food, the importance of it, what it is, how to buy it, and just simply putting it into bags and sending it home with people, giving them ideas about how to cook it. It's a lot of fun. So, going to our website is the best thing. Signing up for our newsletter there keeps you in touch. Normally, it was once a week to give you updates about what's going on and where the different markets are. Now we've switched to every 2 or 3 days because things are changing so quickly and we want to keep people really up to date. And there's just a real high demand from a ton of different people about how to buy local, how to support our local economy, just how to get fresh fruits and vegetables that are great, high quality. We're so impressed with all the different farms that we work with, the things that they produce. You know, they're just beautiful. Bee Heaven Farm down in the Redlands, Three Sisters Farm makes all these great tropical fruits, yucca and bananas, Health and Happiness Farm, Paradise Farm. There's just so many great farms that really, you know, deserve our support all the time, but especially right now.
I got to say, being one of these exotic fruit farmers, sort of on my bucket list. So Art, since that's sort of on my bucket list, I'm going to ask you the real urbanist question. Would it be possible, or you guys have the capability, or do we need to raise some funds somewhere to help you bring farming techniques to teach the inner city folks so they could grow fresh foods and vegetables and have urban farms? Would that be something that would be in your universe of things you want to do?
So there's a few urban farms that we like to connect people with. Urban Greenworks runs a farm called Saracee Farm. Saracee is a really interesting Jamaican, some people call it a weed, but it's also a medicinal herb. And so they are in Liberty City. So we like to connect people with them. Also, Finca Morada is up in North Miami. They're more of a homestead farm. And so there's some different farms that we connect people with because we're no longer running our own farm. We used to run a farm down in Homestead called Verde Gardens, which is now called the Redland Community Farm. And they also are doing direct sales from their location on Fridays and Saturdays. You got to check their Facebook for their updates. And then people volunteer with us. We build gardens on a sliding scale basis with people all over Miami-Dade County. So we have an application on our website where you can input, you know, your income, what you have, and, you know, what you feel like you can pay for a garden. So we do most of those for free for low-income families. We come out, we bring the material, build a garden with folks. And then we've also done a number of them where people pay, which helps us sustain the program and helps us pay for doing those free gardens with the lower-income families. People really supported us wonderfully last November on Give Miami Day. So we've got some good funds in our account so that we can be building gardens. So we're happy to come out and build gardens as well right now.
I think it would be a great thing to do with the public school system also.
Yeah, the Education Fund has been doing a lot of those, supported by Slow Food Miami. So we've kind of left the school gardens up to them because there is so many schools and such a big demand for that. And they've really got a system set up for working within the schools and doing those school gardens. So we've kind of left school gardens up to them, and we're focusing mainly on families and individuals at private residences.
Art, I want to thank you for coming on today. I want to do maybe an update in a few weeks to remind everybody that you're out there once this, God willing, peak has passed. And I can't thank you enough for what you're going to be providing to our community. And I'll say it this way, and to me.
Certainly. So, yeah, the best way for people to connect is go to that website, urbanoasisproject.org, sign up for the newsletter, and the order form just went up online this morning. And so people need to get their orders in by Thursday night for pickups at 4 locations this weekend. We're mimicking where our farmers markets normally are. So we have one up near Legion Park in the Little Haiti area. We've got one near Tropical Park at our tiny little warehouse. Sunday, we've got one at Vizcaya, at the Vizcaya Village, where we were just about to open the new Vizcaya Village Farmers Market. And then Monday night at the Arsht Center. We're on the valet ramp at the Arsht Center, where we normally host Market Mondays at the Arsht. So thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love your stuff. I go to the one up at Little Haiti, Arsht Center. You know, you guys are a tremendous part of our community, and it's real important for us to all stick together and support this type of a venture during a time like this, so it's available at a time like this.
Yeah.
Thanks, Art. You're really a key component to our community. I really
thanks
want to thank
so
you for getting us together. Can't wait to meet you in person someday. It's a true pleasure to meet you here on the internet. And looking forward after this to giving you one of these.
Great. Well, I'll be there on the Saturday up at Box Greens in Little Haiti. So maybe I'll see you there. Thanks
all
so
right.
much.
Take care. Be well. I'm sure my friend Peter Ehrlich will come by and say hi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see him all the time.
See that? Gotcha. All right, Art. Take care. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Rebecca Carlson and Andre Senni about building your brand and maintaining your brand efficacy. I hope that's the right way to say it. During this time of challenging stuff. So again, thanks to Art and Lisa for the fresh fruits and fresh foods. And we'll be back with more great stuff you can use to make your life better immediately after this. Reagan, it's you. Oh.